Hi, everybody. So grateful for this week of prayer that we have together as a church family. And as we're walking through this week together, I know at times I can hear prayer requests, prayer needs, hear about different things that are going on, and it's really easy for those things just to sail right past me. And so in order to help the things we're praying for together as a church this week sink a little bit deeper, to give you a little bit more of an opportunity to engage with it, we wanted to sit down and have a series of conversations with people who are really leading us forward in the areas of ministry that we're going to be praying for. So I hope these conversations really help you do that. Our theme this week is the commission that we're given in Acts 1:8, where it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And so what we want to do is pray for, we want to talk about it, and then pray for the different ways folks in our church family are doing just that, that they're being Christ's witnesses in this community and even to the ends of the earth. And so I am very grateful that right now I have with me Doug Duberstein of Good Samaritan Advocates. Doug, thanks for making some time to be with us, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to meet with you today.
So, Doug, real quickly, before we talk about GSA specifically, just tell me, how long have you been a part of this church?
I guess I joined in August of 1983.
Wow.
So that's what, 93, 2003, 2013, almost 40 years.
Wow. You and your better half, who we know and love.
Karen participated, started at Covenant Life. I think she came to the second or third meeting of, I guess it was called Gathering of Believers.
Yeah.
At the time.
Wow.
So she precedes me by several years. I think that was in the late 70s, maybe 77. So I joined in the 83.
You've raised a few kids here. You paid your dues for sure. But I've loved, as I've sat with you and Karen in the last year specifically, just over and over, I've heard you want to see the Lord use you in these days. And he's really given you a vision and all kinds of things and ways you want to be used for his kingdom. One of the ways that you have been really just so effectively leading is in this ministry of Good Samaritans Advocates. So assume our folks don't have any clue what I mean when I say that. I could just tell them a little bit about what is GSA.
You bet. So because of GSA at CLC, owes so much to this community. I really feel very at home here. I feel like I'm part of the family.
So yeah.
It's a great way, great opportunity to tell the community where we are.
So
Our own Chip Grange and his firm, Gammon Grange, started GSA about 15 years ago. GSA currently has seven clinics operating in the D.C. area, four in Virginia and three in Maryland. Now, in terms of our vision, GSA's mission, it's to seek justice for our neighbors in need. And I love that. That's really Chip's phrase. It's not just needy people. It's not just impoverished people. It's neighbors in need.
Yeah.
Our neighbors
That's
in
great.
Need. Seeking justice for them through legal aid, advocacy, and the transforming grace of God. You might say there's an echo of Acts 1:8 here. We're bearing witness to the things of God, the kingdom of God, and seeking to bring that kingdom into the lives of people. In our legal clinics, at no charge, we provide legal assistance, practical counseling, and spiritual guidance and prayer. We only provide a one-session meeting with our clients. We're just not in a position, we're all volunteers,
right.
So we're not in a position to provide, at least not now, ongoing representation. The clients come in, tell us their needs, we seek to help them as best we can. One point I want to make is that very often, just beneath the surface of the legal needs are a lot of personal needs.
Yeah.
And so very often people feel the freedom to share that. And so it's almost like the legal issue is the is the tip of the iceberg to get into care and ministry and advancing God's kingdom in people's lives.
That's outstanding. And I'm assuming these volunteers aren't just guys like me who have zero legal background whatsoever. You yourself, you served as a professional attorney for decades and others
right.
like
so that. So on that, here at Covenant Life, we have about 50 volunteers.
Wow.
And one thing I want to say, we're really grateful at GSA, although it owes a lot to Covenant Life, and we're heavily supported by Covenant Life. This is a Christian ministry, so we actually have volunteers from all sorts of Christian churches collaborating together in unity.
Wow.
You know, perhaps some people would feel threatened, like, is this a Covenant Life only thing?
Right, right.
No, it's a Christian thing.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
Life is graciously hosting and facilitating and enabling, but it's wonderful to have people from various churches.
Yeah.
So that would include, currently we have 10 volunteer attorneys who have expertise in a variety of areas like immigration, family law, contracts, et cetera.
Right.
And then we have about 40 non-attorney volunteers. And
wow.
I could just say on this.
Yeah.
One thing that's unique about GSA is when we meet with clients, we always have attorneys and non-attorneys.
Huh.
And the reason for that is that we consider ourselves the body of Christ.
Huh.
And we want to be caring for and loving on our clients.
Right. That's great.
And I would say the non-attorney volunteers have at least an equal role to the attorneys. Many times I can think of, for example, when I've served in this ministry with my wife, Karen, we'd have a client, a female client, and it was obvious there was profound need, and Karen would reach her hand over, put her hand on the person with their consent, pray for them, tears.
Yeah.
And it's powerful.
Yeah.
God has been using us to just show the love of Christ.
It is amazing. I mean, a couple of times over the years, I've had the opportunity to drop in on a clinic and to see that dynamic about how the body broadly kind of comes together in that setting to serve. You know, we all love doctors with a great bedside manner. We'd also appreciate it if they knew what they were doing, right? And the opposite experience, right? We've had people who know what they're doing, but really, you know, their ability to walk us through the intense personal experience we have isn't always, you know, their strength. And seeing the teams come together at GSA to provide that kind of holistic encouragement and support is just outstanding.
So I do want to take the opportunity to say we put a great premium on quality, substantive legal advice.
Yeah. Right.
And having support from trusted, dedicated people.
Yeah.
And both are much needed. So,
yeah.
So often people think GSA, well, it's just the lawyers.
Right.
Not so.
Right. That's excellent. Well, so I do remember some of the development of this ministry over the years. I think started initially, the clinic was in Virginia, if I'm right. And then we've had the opportunity to host it here at Covenant Life, the Montgomery County Clinic. So maybe you could talk a little bit more about, you know, the history with us here at CLC.
You bet. So we actually launched this GSA at CLC in 2005. So GSA is affiliated with a national organization called the Christian Legal Society. And they have a subsidiary ministry called Christian Legal Aid. And so GSA actually is part of that broader family. When we started, we had the benefit of CLS and CLA training, teach us how to do this right. And we've had various quality people leading as directors of our GSA clinic here at CLC. Chip Grange did it for a while. People may know Rob Malone, Chris Allen. I picked up this responsibility once, as you mentioned, I left private practice in the end of 2019, and I agreed to serve as volunteer. So I've been volunteer director of GSA at CLC since January of 2020. So that's a pretty good team. Lawyers, 40 non-lawyers, and we're regularly called upon to serve the needs of our clients.
Excellent. Well, if you could, I'd love to just help people get a little bit of a sense of how God's been at work recently, you know, in your service, anything that have developed recently. I'm sure it's been, like for you, like for the rest of us, it's been an interesting year to try to do ministry, right?
So, since I took over, and I can speak to this, the role of director in January of 2020, we've actually had the opportunity to serve 50 clients during this period.
Wow.
And that's actually a pretty light load for us.
Hmm.
I don't recall the numbers. I'm not prepared to give you those right now on the non-COVID years, but I think it's around twice that amount.
Yeah.
But still, having said that, 50 clients is not trivial, especially with all the restrictions of COVID.
Right.
We've served in a variety of issues. Family law and immigration law tend to be the matters in greatest demand. Various other areas we supported, where clients had issues on nonprofit law, wrongful termination at work, workplace harassment, landlord-tenant, and a number of other issues. In fact, just the presence of COVID has introduced unique legal needs with landlord-tenant issues and potential eviction,
right,
or people who are trying to schedule events, and then COVID interfered, and then they have contract breach issues, those would be some illustrations of things we've dealt with recently.
Wow.
And I guess I'll also take the opportunity to say, during the course of the year, focusing, pivoting now from clients to just the team.
Right.
Like everybody else, we had to learn what Zoom was. And we learned and developed a Zoom client offering, which has been very popular with clients. That really carried us through the dark times of COVID, and we'll likely continue that once all the COVID restrictions lift. Another thing I'm really grateful for is we had one of our attorneys step forward and take the lead in a role we call the client coordinator. Hmm. When clients contact us through our website, we have someone reach out to them, do the intake form, and coordinate with them so we can tee the issue up as effectively as we can when the attorneys meet with them in the clinics. Hmm. So this particular attorney is leading this effort with the goal of creating a pipeline of law students who could fill this role. Hmm. We actually have a law student now from UVA who's been working with us for several months, and it's a great win-win for law students because they're not just in a classroom learning.
Right.
They get client
get some real experience.
Yeah. Right. Get to sit in our legal meetings, and that's really been fun and exciting.
That's great.
Another thing, we have a member of our group is has really served as an advocate to try to help the community know more about GSA. So he personally visited about 50 churches over the course of COVID.
Wow.
Knocking on doors to make them aware of the service, which is
amazing. Wow, excellent.
So those are some things that have been going on.
Well, that's a lot for COVID year. It's unbelievable. I mean, I've been so encouraged in the times when I have interacted with someone, whether they're, you know, at times we'll have folks just come in from the community and they're just looking for a place where they can go with their need. And at times they'll show up here in our door. At times there are people who are, you know, members of our church family. And it can be such a lonely and anxious feeling to feel helpless in the face of some challenge, like you mentioned. You know, we can rattle those off so easily as, you know, landlord-tenant or immigration or these various issues. And when you really stop and think about the people who are facing those issues, who are dealing with where am I going to live? Where am I going to work? What's my status and how can I manage all that? Those are profound issues in a person's life. And so the times I've been able to, it's just wonderful to be able to say, well, we actually have something that I think could help you. I mean, just incredible to know that every month right here in our building, I've got a place I can point those people to. All of us do. But then to see the impact it can have when someone who actually has some sense of expertise, who's caring, who's compassionate, sits in a room with these people for an hour and listens, attends to whatever the matter is. And like you said, with Karen and then others in the room who are able to just pray and minister to them as the situation allows. What a remarkable thing. what a remarkable way to spend an hour on a Saturday morning. But for you brothers and sisters to do that over and over and over and over again over these years is incredible. So I would love to see the Lord just continue to grow it and establish it. So to that end, how can the rest of us get behind GSA in prayer?
Thanks, Gavin. Yeah. I just want to say again on behalf of the GSA team, we consider it a privilege. It's fun like crazy.
Yeah.
So thank you for the offer. It's something we take very seriously. And I feel, thinking about that, I feel like we're on holy ground.
Yeah.
Ask this great church congregation to come before the throne of grace. Mm. The prayers of righteous people in Christ are powerful and effective. That's awesome. I don't take that for granted. Mm. So the prayer request on reflection, we would put out, first we have a new executive director retired, Liz Ranaday Janice. Liz just joined us and comes with deep management experience at World Vision, at the state of Ohio as an anti-human trafficking program. But she's just been on board about a month. Mm. She's got a lot to learn to get oriented. Mm. And part of her role will be to assess our program, create vision, and develop a five-year plan. Those are big needs. And the organization, as you could tell from our conversation, it's growing.
Yeah.
But we really need some structured leadership, and she comes with skill in that area, so we want to pray for her. Hmm. Another thing would be greater client awareness of our services. We want everyone who needs to know, everyone who needs our services, who God would want to have it, to become aware. And we feel like, how do we get the word out? Hmm. One of the things we're exploring is partnership with other GSA in a broader sense, partnership with other area institutions. We have some ongoing discussions with the Salvation Army in Germantown and also with the Hebrew Home in Rockville. And so all of that's part under the umbrella of greater client awareness, the right people would know, so we can just be on God's team advancing his kingdom through our legal service.
That's great.
two other areas. One would be greater funding. As I described, right now we have a 90 minute meeting with clients, and that's it. Because we have volunteers who have day jobs and they just can't take on ongoing representation. And that's fine, but we'd love to grow to the place where we actually could hire staff lawyers who could take on cases and serve these people and thoroughly resolve their issues. Now, all in God's goodwill and good time, but that's an aspiration, and that's sort of one thing we link the funding request for. And then finally, we would like to help people resolve conflicts before they turn into legal troubles, and we're building a capability to provide mediation services. So, Lord, how can you use us? How can we fit in? How can we make a difference promoting peace? So those are the prayer requests on my mind, but before I let that go, I just want you to know, and I want Common Life to know, that we are also praying for you, that GSA would, that God would use GSA to be a blessing to this church and help it in advancing its own mission.
Yeah, amen. May it be so. Well, if you're listening to this, if you join me for a moment, I just want to take a minute now and pray. Father, we thank you for the ways that you've been using this ministry for many years to serve some of the most vulnerable in our community. And Father, we pray that you would continue to use all the men and women of GSA to advance your kingdom in our community. Lord, that justice would prevail in these circumstances, that they would be able to come alongside people in these dire moments and minister not only a step toward justice, but also to minister your grace, to minister your compassion, to minister hope to people who may feel helpless. Father, I pray that increasingly we would be your witnesses through this ministry in our own back door, right here in our own county. And Father, we pray that you would be with this group as it seeks to grow. God, we pray that you would establish GSA into the future, that foundations would be laid now, especially through this new executive director, Liz. Lord, that you would give her wisdom as she gets oriented, as she tries to bring a helpful assessment and perspective and lay out a vision for the years to come. Lord, we pray that more people would hear about this opportunity to receive this help. We pray for more awareness in the community so that more might come and receive the help that's being offered through this ministry. Lord, I pray that increasingly right here in our own community, that people would just have a sense that over there in that building, over at that place, that's a place I can get help. That's a place where people are there and ready to help me with the need that I'm facing, and people who are ready to pray for me and walk with me through whatever the challenges are that those people are facing at that time. God, we pray that you would provide the resources needed to not only to maintain the status quo, but to grow this ministry in the years to come, and that more lawyers would be able to come on in a staff position in order to serve these clients, not only in this initial meeting, but through to resolution. Lord, we just come and ask with open hands as your children, trusting you love to give good gifts, and ask that you might provide for this ministry in this way. And Lord, we also just thank you for the door that seems to be opening for providing a new avenue of service through mediation and conflict resolution. Lord, I pray that you would bring others who are skilled in that, who can enter into these often complex and challenging interpersonal or organizational issues and bring wisdom and perspective and guidance and how to work through to real peace in those relationships. And Lord, we pray that you would work in and through Doug and others to launch that aspect of their ministry, that they might serve even more in the days to come. God, we thank you for all that you have done. We look forward to what you will do, and we ask for your blessing upon this ministry in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Good to be with you. Absolutely.